Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show. My name is Michael Goger. I got a great show lined up today. Surprise guest. We never had a chance to announce her. She's my co-host from Blog Talk Radio, and she's a psychic medium and a list a mile long that we'll talk about. Her name is Janet Russell. How you doing, Janet?
I'm doing okay. As you hear, I lost my voice. Everyone's really happy.
And you are tough.
I know.
You're tough. I just went through that.
I don't know. I was bonked up till last night all of a sudden. So, of course, everyone around here is like, yay, she can't talk. I said, that's not going to stop me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you're something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love what I do.
I like to take a little bit of you and a little bit of Lois and put it in.
Put
me
it together? Oh, my God.
I'd be a super psychic then.
That would be blending.
Yeah, because I get a cold, I'm done. If I get nervous, I'm done. If my stomach hurts, I'm done. But anyway.
Yes.
God, there's so much about you. I want to introduce you to the BBS listening audience because Blog Talk knows you. And, I want everybody in BBS to get to know you.
Great.
You've been a psychic medium probably over 30 years, right?
Oh, yes.
And you got two TV shows, I believe, going on.
I have one television show, but I'm going to be starting a second one.
Okay.
Basically, my show right now is a live call-in psychic show. And I'm going to be starting another one. And the one that I'm going to be doing, I want to have some other spiritual people there. Similar to The View, you know, where people can connect with other people, not just myself, but with other people who are gifted as well. I'm excited about it. I've been thinking about this for a while, you know.
Oh, sounds great. I'm going to do a show with you someday down there.
Yes, you will.
Yes,
the door's always open, Michael. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. Anytime you want to come down, the door's always open.
Yeah, and you've got a private practice.
Yes.
What are your services? What
do I do? Okay, basically, I'm an intuitive. Okay, I do that, but then I also connect with the people on the other side, which I truly to me that's a gift from God because I bring a lot of closure to people. I love it. I mean, I would rather do that than do the psychic readings because just the way the people on the other side come through. And when they answer certain things, and there's no way, you do it as well, Michael, and there's no way that we would even know certain things. And we both get kind of shook up because I'll always say, you got to be kidding, real? You know, I mean, that's how naive I am sometimes, you know, to the gift that I have, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I love it.
Yeah, and I do too. I really do love
you
it.
You do,
and,
Well, you know what? It brings a lot of closure. Plus, it also makes people aware who have lost our loved ones, just as you have and I have, that they're still with us. Even though we can't see them, touch them, feel them, they're still there hanging in trying to help us with whatever path we're supposed to be going down.
Right.
You know?
And time goes so fast. I want to get some things out here because BBS Radio is big on UFOs.
Really?
Now you were one of the earlier recorded abductees.
Actually, I can give you the date, and actually, that's what really opened up my psychic ability. I used to go all over the country and lecture about it. March 27th, 1962. I was 22, now everybody knows my age. I actually had a sighting. I was pregnant with my fourth child. I was about 3.5 months pregnant. I was on my way to the doctor locally where I live. I had gone down this major, major road in the town I live in, and all of a sudden I looked up in the sky and saw what looked like a purple moon, but it kept spinning around and changing colors. And every time it changed the color, it would be like, say it started off as purple, it would disappear and come back gold, or disappear or come back silver, or green, or red. And I was so amazed. I actually pulled over to the side, got out, and I did not know for 33 years what happened to me.
Wow.
I had gone, I was, like I say, I was on my way to my gynecologist, because I was pregnant with my daughter. 33 years later, I went to a young lady who now, God bless her soul, she passed over, Dr. Jean Mundy. She worked with, Bud Hopkins and Dr. Mack, and she worked with the best of the best all over the world. And I had gone to her and got regressed and found out what actually happened to me. But I lost an hour. When I got to my doctor's office the night of the occurrence, it was almost like I could hear what he was thinking.
Yeah.
And I got there at 7:30. I was supposed to be there at 6:15.
Wow, amazing.
My face was peeled. It looked like I had been in Florida. And the first thing he said was, "Were you on vacation?" And I'm like, "No, why?" He said, "Look at your face. It's peeling."
Yeah.
I had no idea. And from that time on, it just opened up my psychic ability.
And this was highly publicized at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And researched. Scientists from around the world were involved, weren't they?
Well, I did do a show with David Icke. Didn't even know who he was. I did a show with the Japanese, and they literally flew my daughter up from Florida, and they even took me to a dermatologist because they actually have an implant in my arm.
Wow.
And when I was regressed, I was basically seeing exactly what happened. I went up into the ship. I saw, the first thing I saw, and when I talk about it, it really gives me the creeps because it's something that was so human. You know, how could it be real? But it would look like a praying mantis.
Wow.
Well, excuse me, and it looked like about, well, I'm only 4'11", so I'm tiny, but it looked like it was about 6 feet. And it had what looked like a pointer, you know, like what a teacher would use.
Yeah.
And it had a light at the end, and I remember it started going over on the top of my head, like maybe every 2 or 3 inches, it would tap my head.
Wow.
And, of course, I had no knowledge of this for 33 years.
Wow.
And it finally got down to my stomach, and I remember it felt like it punctured my stomach. And I remember saying, "Wow, that hurt, you know. And then shortly thereafter, there were 2 beings that came out. It reminded me of snowmen, but they were probably grays. And actually, they were speaking to me mentally, not verbally, but mentally. And they kept telling me, "It's okay, you know, we're not going to hurt you." And what they did was they actually walked with me into the first room I went into was a pink room, and there were 20 incubators. And in each incubator, it looked like the eggs, what do you call that? Prior to being born, in vitro.
Embryos.
Yes, embryos. Ooh. And each one actually expanded, you know, in other words, each one was a little more growth, so we got to the 20th one, and then it was a baby girl. And I'll never forget it. I started sobbing, and I kept saying, "She belongs with me." I had no idea, you know, who, what, when, where, or how. From there, they walked me into another room that looked like turtles, you know, like, I guess, reptilians. And apparently what they were doing were they were cloning. And they were both conceived at the same exact moment. Now, think about it. This was in 1962.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we had anything like that. I don't know. But after that, they took me into another room, and it looked like a courtroom, long room. There were 3 beings on one side, 3 humans on the other, and then in the center, it was the most magnificent person I ever saw in my life. He had a cloak on. He had the most beautiful blue eyes, like light brown hair, and he kept telling me, "We're giving you information. When the time is right, you're going to know what to do with it." As this was told to me, there was a little thin wire going into my arm.
Wow.
And that was the implant.
Wow.
Now, I've had this checked out, you know, through a dermatologist. You cannot see it. It does not show up on an X-ray. On an MRI, it shows up. But it only bothered me once, and that was when Hale Bopp was over. It was literally throbbing like a toothache.
No kidding. Wow.
But my daughter that I was pregnant with has the same thing in the back of her leg.
You know, maybe those embryos was our world future leaders.
Oh, I'm certainly sure. You know what?
You know what I mean?
Of course. You know why, Michael? think about it, the last 50 years, look at how we have expanded. Cell phones, color TVs, you know, everything humanly possible. Who would have ever thought? I mean, we're a brilliant race, but are we that brilliant?
Yeah.
You know, it blows my mind when you think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
It truly, truly does.
Well, you know, I had a spirit once during the meditation tell me that this was just before the internet came out.
Really?
That they were going to come up with a hard copy of how to transfer energy, like it is in spirit, and they're going to funnel it down into the earth, and which in that case,
do you seriously think that we are alone? Come on. You know, there's all kinds of people. There's all kinds of animals. You know, it's just that, you know, I really believe they're a little smarter than we are. I also feel that they're here to heal the earth.
Yeah.
I don't feel like they're here to harm us.
Okay.
I really don't.
Listen, I can feel the lines being
cool.
Congested. So how about doing a few
readings? Of course.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, I believe there's somebody there in the background now.
Okay. Hello?
Hi. Welcome
Hi.
To the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Faye. Faye, you have excellent energy. Thank
Faye.
You. You're a very spiritual lady. I feel, and I go, oh, I'm getting chills. I feel a lot of angels around you that help you a lot.
Oh, good. That's nice to know.
Nice. She's got very nice energy.
Her name is Faye?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is you'd like to ask us, Faye?
Well, I was hoping to get a reading.
Okay. I usually like to connect with your birthday, and I will literally go to your soul. What's your birthday? You don't have to give me the year, just the day and the month.
Yeah.
The 8th of June.
Gemini, okay. My son's a Gemini, my boyfriend's a Gemini.
Wow.
My sister's a Gemini. I'm surrounded by you guys. Okay, I will tell you. Would you like to speak first, Michael, or do you want me to go?
Well, I'll give her a little bit, and then you can give her some.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, you take a little breather there. And
okay. I'll get my voice back.
Yeah, right off the bat, I'm hearing dreams coming true. So, I mean, you definitely... are heading into, from what I'm hearing from Spirit, a very magical time in life. The new year is going to be a year of letting go, I'm hearing. That's what I'm hearing from Spirit. The one thing you should focus on, your mantra should be letting go of everything that's happened to you up until now. And go into the new year seeing the magic in everything, even right down to a baby laughing or a flower, and focus on abundance. And that's all you're going to need to do, because the universe is going to do the rest for you, from what I'm hearing. Definitely some kind of a wish or dream. I want to say it's love or romance. You feel like you're pretty much balanced in all areas. Except for romance, it seems like it's always been a little sad or confusing. Or are you in something now with somebody, Faye?
Yes.
Okay. Is it okay? Is everything all right? I'm feeling a little heaviness and like
yeah,
that.
it's pretty rocky at the moment. Maybe I'm hoping that's the wish that you see coming true. That all works out, but.
Well, it could be. There's a definite change coming. I want to say within the next 5 weeks there's a milestone in this relationship. And until
What's
then.
What's his birthday? What's his birthday?
Pardon me?
What's his birthday?
April 25th.
Okay.
Okay. So there's a definite change coming. I believe you got another, 5 weeks of not knowing or being frustrated or aggravated, but I do believe there is a change. But this guy here, for some reason, can't hold it. He can't hold on to it. He gets it for a while, and then he loses it. And there's a confusion. Almost like he feels as though he was cheated out of something, or if he makes that plunge or that move, he'll lose something, or he he's not ready to commit out of fear of sacrifice and confusion. So I'll let Janet handle the rest here. Janet, what are you getting?
Hey, you know, it's so interesting because you're a Gemini, I'm a Taurus, and my birthday's the 23rd, and it's almost exactly what you said, Michael. I have fear of commitment, and it's so funny that you say that because it's almost a similar situation. It's almost like you're Taurian, you have to really prove it to him. He's been hurt. Well, we've all been hurt, you know what I mean? And it's almost like he wants to be there, but he's scared. He's had a lot of fears in this relationship. He, you know, one thing about Taurus people, we want perfection. And if we feel like there's going to be a rocky boat, we kind of step back and look at the big picture first. But I just feel he cares about you a lot. I really do. How long have you been with him?
Yeah.
A year.
Okay. All right. Yes, just about me too with mine. You know, let him be the leader. I really feel it's almost like at times he feels like running away, but at times there is major karmic connection with him. I definitely feel that. I feel you've been with him in former lives as well, because you know the minute you met him that he was the perfect person for you. And that's what I'm being sure. Is he a little younger or older?
He's a year younger.
Younger. Okay, that's good. That's good. Not bad. But yeah. I do see happiness around you. But you know what? You both need to open up a little more.
Yeah. No,
I try, but he won't.
Well, he's got a lot of fears.
I would say if you're willing to hang on for another 5 or 6 weeks, you're going into the new year, you're going to be surrounded by different energy and atmosphere on both sides, you and him. And he's going to be dealing with some internal issues, and he's going to come around. You're going to see changes for the positive, and he's going to become much more of a, say, a relationship potential, I would say, around the middle of February. I would say.
I agree with you, Michael. I will say that there will be a nice little diamond something around Valentine's Day. That's what I'm being sure.
Yeah, so.
But I do see changes in his work, so I will tell you that.
That is true. He is changing his work.
Okay, and you're gonna be very busy as well with whatever you do right now.
Yeah.
Who's got the puppy?
The what?
Who's got the puppy?
He does.
Okay. This is a major, major connection between you and him, this puppy. I don't know why, but I'm picking it up very, very strongly.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting? It's weird, you know?
Yeah. I wish I could tell you that the magic wand or the rainbows
got,
and angels
are
coming.
Fears. He's got fears. He wants to do the right thing, and he doesn't want to. Have you been with this man before in a former life? Prior to this, had you been with him and broke up?
Or friends, anyway.
Yeah.
You mean it in this last year?
Yeah,
it's been off and on, but before that, I knew him
as a friend.
I knew him, you know, but not as a boyfriend.
Okay.
I knew him for about a year.
Okay.
We worked at the same place.
Okay.
Nothing happened between us, and then it was 2 years later when we got together. But it's been off and on.
Well, let me tell you
something.
Did he go through a divorce, or...?
He's going through that now, yes.
Yeah, he's got some, what do they call it, dirty laundry?
Yeah, I'm getting very depressed and very downhearted.
Well, he wants the best. You know, he wants the best. But he's scared. He's just so scared. I could totally relate.
Yeah, so he needs time. What I'm hearing from my guides is
he's
that...
He's not running away.
Another 5 or 6 weeks, he needs time.
So should I just wait to hear from him?
I would.
You want
him
in your life, totally.
You know, I let him lead, but don't be a stranger.
But give him the space that he needs. And when he needs space, it's not that he does not want to be with you. It's just that he needs his own time to contemplate. Who around him is ill? Who's the person around him that he helps take care of? Do you know?
He's helped his dad a little bit. He's not really that ill.
Okay, because I'm just feeling like, you know, somebody's very dependent upon him. But don't give up the ship. Okay, Faye?
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, don't give up the ship. Hang
don't
in.
Don't give up, Faye. And,
are you sure I shouldn't move on?
Well, that's up to you, sweetie. You're the only one.
I know, but if you think that there's potential here, if you think that it's worth waiting...
I truly do. I feel confident. I just feel that he's got issues he's got to work on.
I would wait. I would wait at least 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Before I can tell you to move on or not.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
My advice now is wait 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then after that, you're either going to you're going to see changes, or you're going to be asking, should I move on? And would we look at it again from there?
Yeah.
So, but
I see happy days. I see balloons. When I see balloons, I need to say it's congratulations.
Yeah, it's not you, Faye. It's him. He's it's all internal.
Yep.
There's some anger. He feels like he was ripped off. He is being ripped off. He doesn't know whether he wants to do this or that, and he's. The last thing he wants to do right now is fall in love and get married or even get in a relationship. He's a month and a half away from that anyway. So,
holidays have been very hard on him.
Yeah, absolutely.
What about me and Joe?
Absolutely. So he is really down now, I can feel
it. A lot of outside pressure.
Yeah. Okay, Faye.
All right, thank you very much.
Holiday. You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for calling the show, and you listen to Michael Golger Live. I always wanted to do that.
Well,
I want to tell Tiger Woods jokes, but...
Oh, well.
Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Chris?
Yeah.
You got angels around you. You got angels around you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you got through.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, Janice, with me, you want to give her your first name or birth date? Or
your date, month, and I'll see what I pick up with that around you.
Yeah, then I'll try to.
Sure. My birthday?
Yep. Uh-huh.
It's September 20th.
Okay. All right. First of all, I definitely see a lot of new beginnings to you. I like to say I see opportunities. Who hurt their arm recently around you?
I'm sorry?
Who hurt their arm around you recently?
Oh, my heavens. I hope no one. I don't...
All right, because I feel like there's something with somebody's arm. I don't know. It could be something minor, but I'm feeling like it's almost like they're in a sling. I don't know why. I don't know what it means, but it just means...
She needs a hug.
Maybe, yeah. You know, are you moving, or did you just move?
No, not yet, but,
okay, because,
you know, that's
all right, let me say, when I say a person moves, sometimes it could be just changing furniture in their place, or painting, or because I definitely see some change in the home life.
Oh, big time, okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't sweat it, though, to be honest. I'm sorry I lost my voice. That's why I sound the way I do. I wouldn't sweat it. I feel whatever it's going to be is going to be more in a positive realm. I don't feel like you're going to have to be on the giving end anymore. I feel like you're the one that's going to be getting all the, you know, all the positive stuff. And who is the male... I want to say Stephen, Stefan, somebody with an S in their name around you that's going to be quite important in your life.
Okay. I'll
have to make
a note of it. It
could be first, middle, last. Pardon me?
I'll make a note of that.
Okay. It could be first, middle, last. But I'm feeling like this person helped you out once prior, but a long time ago.
Okay.
Beautiful eyes, very kind soul. I'm feeling worse with the hands. That's what I'm being shown. Works with the hands.
Mm.
I like the energy. Definitely feel a lot of positive stuff coming your way.
Yeah. All right, Jan, take a break and
okay.
Let me tell her what I'm feeling. A resurging in strength and energy. I feel like you might have been at wit's end there for a while, or downhearted, or struggling in many different ways, Chris, maybe money or emotions. And one thing I am getting, I want to get out, is that I'm getting money from a man. I just feel like you're wondering if somebody's going to come through for you.
Something owed to her is coming back. Something owed to her, Michael.
What's that?
Something that is owed to her.
Is coming back
is
to her?
Is coming back. Like cornucopia, like cornucopia.
Yeah, and somebody's going to... I keep hearing somebody's coming through for her, too.
Exactly. Well, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, so is this ringing a bell for you, Chris?
Oh yeah, it could be a couple of different things.
Yeah, I feel like it's a man friend coming through for you.
Okay.
So if it's your boyfriend or lover and you're expecting him to do something or you're asking him to do something.
Are you in a relationship, Chris?
Yeah, somewhat.
What's his birthday?
Bob.
What's his birthday? Date of birth.
Oh, I'm sorry. 7, I think it's 7/10 or 7/8.
He's a very emotional person. I have to tell you that. What a basic with this guy. He does care very much for you. I'm just feeling, I'm feeling financially, he's going through a little up and down, but isn't the world, you know what I mean? Nothing special. But I do feel he'll be there for you. I do also feel he's an old soul. That's what I mean, Joe. That sounds
nice. Michael, I wanted to ask, I'm thinking about going to a trade school. It's going to take about... If I start the first week in January, if I do sign up, and it will be finished March 1st.
Good. That was what, a job or a project?
The trade school would lead into work.
I is that dealing with, why do I keep getting growing things or nature or natural? Is it
connected? I'm interested in that, but it's not the trade school.
Okay, because I feel like but first of all, the trade school is going to go well. It really is. I missed the beginning of that. I was having a coughing spell, so.
Oh.
But you said you were going into a trade school?
I'm thinking about it. It would start January, the first week in January. It ends March 1st.
I would definitely go. I feel that it would be good for you because you're starting something new, business wise or
definitely.
Or creative wise in January. I could feel it very strong. And another thing is, I feel like I'm getting offered a job or I'm starting a business or it leads to my own business. Is that where we're headed?
It could very well be. It's not something I've been doing. I did something similar to it years ago, but not exactly what it is.
Okay. I feel like two things happen. I feel like you do go into school or training, and then you're offered a job. It's almost like are you waiting for somebody or hoping somebody contacts you?
Yeah, I have several things out there, several different things.
It's very powerful. This is a job or something that's going to lead to your own business.
Okay.
So,
and who's the healer around you? Who's the healer? Are you in a healing field? In a helpful
kind of
field?
Sort of.
Because I definitely pick up a lot of healing around you.
Yeah, I do too.
You know, a healer could be a teacher, it could be a social worker, it could be, someone that's just trying to help someone get through life. Could be a nurse.
Yeah.
You know, because I definitely picked that up around her.
You know what I'm feeling strange with you, Chris? It's like you were supposed to heal your lovers. Almost like it's a karmic thing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yeah.
you attract people that you have to heal or uplift.
Yeah, totally. She's got that gift.
Yeah. Like it's a part of...
Yeah.
It's a part of what your love life was going to be like, always having to heal and uplift your lovers. It's weird. But I do feel any men in a relationship now with you comes through for you and helps you in a big way. But I feel like they complain about it, and they complain about it. But they come through.
Okay.
And let me see. That's about it, unless there was something else that was really something you want me to just focus on and tell you right off the bat what I'm feeling.
Well, I see my granddaughter. I still haven't seen her.
I say yes.
Yeah, I'm still closer to the summer months, though.
Yeah, not only that, you get very close to her, too. By the end of the new year, you and her are very close.
Next year?
Yeah. Throughout the new year, something happens that brings you and your granddaughter. Not only do you see her and get to know her, but you're needed and you get very close. I feel like it's something to do with the parents of the kid. There may be a disturbance, and you are very much needed, or you get in the middle, or somehow, and you get to bond with your... She winds up growing up knowing you as a big part of her life, so you will have a bond with her, and a positive one at that. Okay?
Thank you.
Have a blessed holiday.
Psychic ability is increasing. You're being used more. So, and pay attention to your dreams, Chris.
Okay.
I'm getting some type of an answer in a dream.
Okay.
I don't know if you journal or you automatic write, but pay attention to both of them.
Okay.
Some type of dilemma. If you program yourself at night, matter of fact, you got the ability to ask a question before you go to sleep. And 90% of the time, you'll have the answer.
Okay.
You'll feel the answer upon waking. So, and I'll let you go.
Oh. Well, hugs to you both.
What kind of work do you do?
Right now, I'm just schlepping around the house moving boxes.
Yeah, but what do you want to do? You know.
I appreciate the healing.
I definitely feel that around you, big time. Definitely feel that's the path you're going to be taking. Did you ever think about being a nurse or in the helping field?
I can consider it.
Because I definitely see you helping a lot of people. It's almost like you put the bandage on the boo-boo.
She helps a lot of people.
I could tell. She's got a client, so.
Matter of fact, Chris, if I was you, I would get into alternative... Healing practices, especially aromatherapy and color.
Yeah.
Okay.
You would do very well as a consultant on the street. Feng shui, aromatherapy, crystals, this type of thing. Anything with nature. You got like fairies around you, nature fairies. They want to work with you. So remember me saying that.
Well, your blessings to anybody you come in contact with.
Yeah.
You need to know that.
Yeah.
Well, bless you. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right.
Have a great holiday.
Oh, I got to kick you out.
Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Chris, God bless you. Enjoy the new year.
She's so sweet, you know?
Nice lady. Caller, welcome.
Hi, you guys. How are you doing?
We're fine. Thank you.
Good. What's your first name?
Oh, I'm sorry. This is Michelle.
Michelle? What part of the world?
Yeah. I'm calling from California.
Ooh,
California. Wow, nice.
Yeah, I actually caught a cold, though, so not so fun.
Would you you like to give Janet your first name and birth date?
Yeah, give me a date and a month.
Sure. Birthday is 2/28/71.
Okay. First thing I need to say is you're very powerful in your own right, okay? Whatever you're doing right now, I see expansion around you. I see happier days coming your way. I would say maybe 3 months ago, something major happened in your life that really kind of, it's almost like it set you on your, you know, on your butt. I mean, and it could have been a little longer than 3 months ago, but I definitely feel like there was some strange undertaking, if that makes sense at all to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I do see a growth around you. I do see financial gain. What was your date again? 2/28?
Yes.
Okay. I see this being, within your own right, a very powerful young lady. Okay. I also, and I'm going to go out on the edge with this one, but for some reason, and it sounds really strange to me, but I have to say it, something with politics, I do not know why. But it could be politics of a job, politics of a town, but I definitely see something with you with politics, you know, unless you have a family member in politics. But there's definitely a lot of growth around this, whatever this is.
Wow.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
Kind of. I'm sort of dating someone new.
Okay. What's his birthday, do you know?
He was born January 10th.
Okay, Capricorn. Okay. So what I would tell you is the last 2 or 3 years, he's gone through some difficulties, and he needs a strong woman around him. That was on Taurus. I'm a Taurian, but it affected Taurus, Virgo, Capricorn, and Scorpio. So he got thrown in the middle. It's almost like he was being played ping pong. That makes any sense. But he needed a new beginning, just like you did. Okay?
Yes.
He's a very sensitive man, but he's got really good character. I love his honesty.
Yeah.
I love that about him.
Very awesome.
And I do feel he cares for you very deeply.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm worried a little, though. Is there a little bit of friction going on now?
Well, no, but I'm hesitant.
Okay.
I'm getting somebody with butterflies and not sure, and that must be you.
Yes.
Okay. Did he just leave a relationship? Was he divorced?
No, I did.
Okay, because I'm hearing. Okay, is everything okay with that? Are you pretty much adjusted?
Yeah, but I don't think I'm ready to get into a serious relationship right now.
Does he want a serious relationship?
Good. I'm so glad you said that.
I think so. Yeah.
Well, you know, he's gone through his own stuff, though, the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's climbing a ladder and wants something to hold on to strong.
Yeah.
A very strong-willed lady.
Yeah. I'm hearing March. I wouldn't get serious until March.
Yeah.
At least
still
March.
Find himself. He's trying to find himself a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
I think I think it's more her.
She's a tough young lady, though. She knows what she wants.
Yeah.
And you know what? Can I say something? I'm sorry, my voice is leaving me. But can I say that you've settled it before and you don't want to settle anymore?
Yep. That's
right.
What it is.
Yes. Right. You know, in other words, it's almost like climbing up a ladder and making sure that you're not going to fall off it.
Right.
I do like him, though. Pardon?
Yeah. I'm having to say I don't want to carry anyone right now. And that's what I feel like I would have to do in the relationship.
Be open with him. Tell him that you want to be his friend.
Yeah.
You know,
and
he's got to respect you for it. You know, I always tell people when something starts off like a lit match, it dies out very quick. When it starts off like a candle, it lasts forever.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And you have time. You have all the time in the world. You do not have to rush it at all.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Plus, he's got something going. Who's changing jobs? Is it him or you, or something going on with employment?
I hope that's me. I would love to. I'm currently unemployed, and so I'm really worried.
Okay.
What did you do? What kind of work?
Oh, I'm in theater.
Oh, you're you. Good for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You see, there is opportunity coming. But I do see travel, too. I see travel for you. But I do see you possibly opening up your own business.
Yeah, me too.
Very prevalent right there.
And moving, too. Has anybody got to move, you or your boyfriend? Or
I'm not planning on that.
What, just moved?
I just moved.
Oh, you just
moved. Okay.
Like, that's what I'm hearing, just moved,
moved. Okay.
Okay, that was a good move. I feel like it's going to be a very positive move.
Yeah,
it's going to. Yeah, it's going to open up your world. You're going to become much more social and much more balanced.
She's a very smart young lady, too.
I
say that.
I'm feeling something with real estate, too, or property or something. I don't know what this means, but it might be your lover or you being dabbling with real estate or buying or selling
a
house.
Financial gain.
Yeah. So be prepared for that. I hope we helped you, Michelle.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
Have a beautiful holiday.
Thank you, guys. You too.
Okay.
Thank you, bye, Michelle. Bye. Tell your friends about us.
She's a very powerful lady. I can feel it.
Yes. You know something? I was going to ask her if she did any modeling.
Yeah, well, she's
or,
theater,
or
so I'm sure. You know,
acting or modeling.
Yeah,
because
she did theater, so she's probably talented that way.
Yeah.
Strong-willed young lady. Strong-willed.
Oh, yeah, I could feel it. And there was some prominence there, some either past life or her family or something. But and then artistic ability, too. I feel like she should explore that because...
Yeah, well, she's going to. My phone is beeping, but I'm...
Oh, you did?
No, I said my phone is beeping, but that's okay.
I missed that part.
It never stops.
Okay, I think we got another customer.
Excellent, great.
Hi, caller.
Hi, how are
you? Good, welcome to the show.
Yeah, this is my first time to call in. My name is Sherry, calling from California.
Sherry, can I tell you something? You have a lot of blessings coming around you. I have to say happy days. Happy, happy days.
Oh,
what
you mean that I have a blessing coming my way?
You have blessings in your way. Yes, you do. Lots of happier days.
Happier. What was your name? I'm sorry, Jody?
Sherry.
Sherry. Sherry. What was your birth date, Sherry? Janet?
My birthday is August 23rd,
72. August what, honey?
August 23rd,
72. Wow. All right, so she likes change. Okay. Definitely change. But a happier day. I have to say congratulations to you over something.
Yeah.
I really do. A lot of new beginnings for you, a lot of happier days for you, a lot. It's almost like you're being surrounded with love.
Huh.
And that's such a blessing.
Yeah.
That's good.
Is your grandma on the other side?
Yes, you're right. Yes, my grandmother is the other side, and somebody, a lot of psychics said that he always...
Yeah, because
you know,
my grandma's coming through. Her name wasn't Rose, was it?
No.
No? Okay. Because my grandmother's coming through very, very strong. And what I'm seeing with this young lady on the other side, she's giving the thumbs up for you. Like, it's going to work, it's going to work, it's going to work.
Oh,
I keep hearing
it.
Well, they
so you see, you see the love coming to me, 2010?
Yeah, totally. You have a lot of good energy around you, my dear. A lot of good energy. You may still, though, need to step away from certain people that have tried to, I don't want to say the word use you, but I want to say the word use you. Okay? In other words, there's a lot of people around there that want to be with you, but they also want what you have. If that makes any sense at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if I could say they'd be a psychic vampire, that's what I would say.
You know, Sherry, did you just go through a split or a divorce?
Actually, it's 2 years ago.
2 years ago you went through this. Was there a child involved?
No, no child.
Did you lose a child somehow?
No, not yet. I don't have any child.
Okay. Do you have any younger spirits that crossed over, a sibling, or? I'm getting a very young spirit around you.
Oh, very young one? It's a girl, boy.
I want to say it's a girl, and what I'm feeling is she's saying she's coming back, and she's coming back to the family, so I don't know what that means. I don't know if it was a sibling or a friend or... and I'm also hearing music and dancing. Are you involved in music and dance?
Oh, yeah. I love music. I love music.
Okay, because you're meant to do music, something with music. So whatever you do, do it, because you could become noted or you can make money with it, or... Well, you should be studying it or making or doing something with it, because I'm being told from spirit.
She's got a lot of talent. She's got talent.
Yeah, and I'm feeling break free. There's a message here from spirit telling you to break free. That there may be some unbalanced or negative bonds, and they want you to get rid of them. Whether it's a friend or a habit or a thought or a feeling. Kind of cleanse yourself for the new year and let it go and break free from it. Something holding you back. It might be a way of thinking. Very important to change the way you think. And I would say, I would go as far as saying, is there somebody, now did you say there was a man in your life now?
Actually, I do, I attracted one guy 2 years ago, and we have been knowing each other like more than almost 3 years, but somehow he got a lot of complication reason, and we just stopped there. And,
yeah.
Some psychic said is just let it go, just let me get a new energy, something like that.
Right. So he's still in your life, kind of, then? You're right.
Yeah. So you see any moving coming to me, 2010?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out, but I feel like you're into the new year with it. I believe if you do move, it would be probably in the summer. I'm hearing June, possibly, after something gets settled. Are you waiting to settle something?
Yeah, right. You're right. Yes, I'm waiting to settle.
I'm hearing after the settlement.
I want to, you know, when I'm settled, then I move with my partner, and I don't want to move along.
Yeah, I'm hearing after the settlement you move. I some closure, something gets closed or settled, and then you move. So
she's got to make.
Yeah,
a major decision coming her
way. All major. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to say that. Well, I'm feeling a definite move, and again with her working with property or real estate, as a living or being dabbling in it.
That or law, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
something in that field.
Yeah. Yes. Are you working, Sherry?
I'm sorry.
Are you working right now?
Yeah, I'm working. I work as accounting.
Accounting. Business.
Yeah.
Okay, somewhere in your life you're going to dabble in, I believe, real estate or property or property management or something like that. So remember me saying it. And
yep.
Other than that, everything looks good. Relationship, as far as I'm concerned, stabilizing and improving again by June. June looks like it's going to be by summer, relationship and finances stabilizing, so.
Oh, good, good. You mean
okay.
It's 2010, right? Yes.
Yeah, I would say the summer. I would give it until June. I don't feel it happening before then. I feel like there's a lot of closure that's needed. Things need to be completed. Not only in your life, but in his life.
can you see this guy is like, you know, how he look like a Caucasian or Asian or, you know.
Yeah.
You can see the image, right? I mean,
yeah.
can you see the guy I will meet, how he look like a...
To me?
He's Caucasian or Asian, tall or short, something like that?
I want to say he's white with brown hair.
I do, too. And he's about 5'7".
Yeah, about,
kind of on the thinner side. I don't feel he's too heavy at all.
Yeah,
Very smart man. Yep.
Maybe connected to legal services somehow. Paralegal,
could
lawyer.
Could be, because I definitely
have
a floor around here.
Yeah.
Really? Both of you feel the way same?
What is that?
I mean, you both of them, both of you feel the guy is like a legal service, something like that?
Yes.
Connected to judicial.
Yes.
Courthouse, lawyer, paralegal, something with litigation or trial or that type of a thing. Yeah, so. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much for
a great holiday.
Good luck. Enjoy the
holiday. Happy holiday season.
You too.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year. Tell your friends about us. I don't believe we should start another reading because...
So it's time to go, right?
Uh-oh. Well, I think we got one, whether we wanted it or not.
If you want one, you got one.
Who is this, Shay?
No, it's Helena.
Hi.
Oh, Katrina?
Hello.
Helena.
Helena.
Yeah.
Oh, God, we're almost out of time, too. All right, Helena, you got a pending... Well, first of all, give your info to Janet so she can work on that.
Sure. What's your birthday, honey?
June 25th. 1950.
Okay. Caring soul, definitely a healer, definitely a lot of change coming, happier days coming, new horizons, new child in the family coming in, definitely magnificent love life. That's what I'm being shown. All in a quick minute.
Well, that's nice. What did you say about love life? Because that would be
magnificent.
Magnificent?
Yes.
Wow.
Mm.
And I don't usually say that word. Are you in love at present?
No, I'm all alone, so magnificent love life, it sounds just lovely.
I'm feeling somebody's going to be... But who's with...
Janet?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, who's Bill or William?
Bill or William?
Yep.
He's someone that I did love, and I just found out he passed over 2 years ago.
Oh, my. Well, he's around you a lot.
Oh, I just got a chill. Oh,
he will send someone for you, my dear.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, he was so dear.
Yes. Oh, he's still with you.
His name was Billy?
Yeah, William.
Bill. His mother called him Billy, but everybody else called him Bill.
Yeah.
Wow. Because I could... when did he pass away, Helena?
September of 2007, and I just found out last month. I was at a luncheon, and somebody said, oh, poor Bill. And I said, what do you mean, poor Bill?
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? He highly respected you in a lot of ways, and he will send someone that's going to be good in your life for you. If you can't make your own choices of love, this man will certainly do it for you. He's a good friend.
Yeah. He's telling me to stand your ground, don't give up or don't back off.
Yeah.
And I'm also hearing trust in yourself, your intuition, because you know the answer and to some dilemma, and follow your heart and intuition, he's saying. So I really do believe that's very important for you to understand that, because I feel like you're going to be running into, I feel like it's business and finances and the path to travel. And there is opportunity coming, but to me, it's going to come from organizations and groups and networking. So I don't know if you got something out there in a group or you're networking with another business or something, but that's where it's going to come from.
That is what's going on, because last time we talked, I was pursuing a different career. Well,
just a heads up,
you
got to close her down.
Okay,
we got to go. Helena, one other thing. It's the people that you should stick with or go with, they're into angels or collect angels, or they have an angel in their name. So remember me saying that. And thank you for calling the show.
Bless you both.
God bless.
Yes, thank you.
Janet, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you
for being with me.
Anytime. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve if I don't speak with you,
yeah,
but I'm sure I will.
Okay, and all Janet's contact info is at my website. You can find it there, and so is my info.
Many blessings, my dear.
God bless everybody. God bless you. BBS Radio, rock on.